Could you just expand on
Yes.
that, explain what that means, and
Yes.
like what religions do you think like Muslims should converse with, and like how, if you're talking to our viewers, would you advise them to participate in interfaith dialogue?
I wrote some notes here, so I'm looking through them just so I will not forget. Okay, so in Islam, there's a verse says, "And we created you into tribes and people so that you may know each other." Islam encourages Muslims to have dialogue and interact with people who are different than them. Also, Islam encourages us to travel and meet others. So God did mention in Quran, in my book, that He did create us different. And that's very important to understand because people think that we are closed, but in fact, in our religion, it does encourage us to do that. So like a proof of how Prophet Muhammad implied that in his life. Prophet Muhammad married different women, and one of his wives, her name was Maria, and she was Christian. So that's also another proof that Prophet Muhammad was so comfortable to even marry somebody from different faith, because also that's another point on Muslims, that they are so close-minded that they do not interact or marry from other faiths. Also another thing is one story of Prophet Muhammad's best friend. His name was Umar. I don't know if you guys ever know about these characters, but two of his best friends, one of them is Abu Bakr and one of them is Umar. So Umar, he was able to expand the Islamic world, and he was able to take over Jerusalem area. And when he took over, there was a famous church. When he got there, and he entered the church, the nuns and the pastors told him, "If you would like, if it's time for you to pray, you can pray in our church." He said, "I will not pray in your church, not because I want to disrespect it, but because I don't want Muslims to think that we can take your church over and turn it into a mosque, just out of respect." And he prayed right next to the church.
Wow.
So in Islam, there's so much respect to other religions. They always lived in harmony with each other, and they always had dialogues. Prophet Muhammad did mention several stories where he had Jewish neighbors and Christian neighbors. So having interaction and a community with different faiths, having dialogue, connection is really not an issue in Islam.
Yeah, so far we sort of talked about mainly Christianity and Judaism as faiths that Muslims often interact with, seeing as, Jerusalem is sort of the center of all three religions. So I was wondering if does that same do those same I guess res does that same respect carry over when it comes to more polytheistic religions like Hinduism?
Yes, definitely. There is a little bit of differences. So because Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are Abrahamic religion, and we consider them as people of the book. And in Islam, if you are a true believer, you have to believe in the people of the book, and you have to believe in other prophets like Jesus and Moses and Abraham and Adam and all the prophets that we share in these faiths. But also, when I moved to China, if you know, most of them are atheists or they're Buddhists. Interaction with them was no different. They were respectful. They had principles. We interacted fine. So even Islam encourages interacting with these people. The only difference is we cannot marry from people who do not believe in the book.
And
So
is
if
that
we're,
like,
as Muslims, if we're allowed to marry somebody, it has to be either Jewish or Christian. But if they're
so one of
Buddhist
the
or
Abrahamic
atheist,
religions,
yes, Abrahamic religions, exactly.
does that extend to like friendship or just strictly like marriage?
No, even friendship, neighbors, all of that stuff, all of the above, it's fine. Same with, I mean, like Buddhist or atheist or any other religions that I honestly do not all of them, do not know all of them. But even other religions, it's fine to have friendship with them and relationship, and even like work with them or open up a company, share a company with them, whatever. It's just marriage. The only thing is marriage that is restricted. Yes.
Sort of building off of what Stephen just said about friendship, and I forget the exact passage, but was there not a phrase in the Quran that said something against that?
No, not really. Never. Even Prophet Muhammad, because the people that lived in Mecca before Islam expanded or became a religion, they were not Christian. They worshipped idols. And he still had relationships with them. He still, lived among them and all of that stuff. And not even once in Islam we were taught or anything was mentioned in the Quran or the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad that, oh, you're not supposed to interact with these people,